Unit 2, Lesson 1. And now in this, the last of our series on the fathers of science, Dr. Robin Warren goes back in time to the year 965, and he is somewhere in the Middle East. Good evening, Dr. Warren.
Good evening. Yes, I'm in Iraq, to be exact. In this year, in the city of Basra, a man was born who has been described as the first scientist, and, by the Nobel Physics Prize winner Abdus-Salam, as one of the greatest physicists of all time. This extraordinary man was called Abu Ali Muhammad ibn al-Hassan ibn al-Haytham, or, as he is universally known, just Ibn al-Haytham. Al-Haytham contributed to a wide range of scientific areas, from astronomy and mathematics to engineering and medicine. But he is most widely known for his work on optics, the study of light. He invented the darkroom, or camera obscura. He showed that light rays reflected from a bright object will pass through a tiny hole in a dark room and project an image of the object upside down on a white wall inside the room. It was 900 years later that photographic plates were used to capture the image in a camera obscura. Many consider him to be the father of photography. Although born in Basra, he spent much of his life in Cairo.